Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger, so I can get in more squats anywhere I can. One, two, three.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. Four.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
Bachelorette, do you like a curvy body or do you like the boobs and a smile on a woman?
I love a curvy body. I love titties too, but what size are they? Tell me about your crazy girlfriend. You know you have one.
All right, number two.
Fuck that. Okay, because we all got a crazy ex. Hello?
I'm scared of this question.
You are the crazy ex, aren't you? That's what it's giving. Mama's a good girl. All right.
You're a nice girl.
Mama done smacked shit out of you.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
As promised, we just dropped our new Patreon page, and you should subscribe now.
That's right. We already got people over there in our newer community waiting for you to join them as well to get all the new exclusive content from the No Homo Show.
Yes, and we got behind-the-scenes footage that you will not see on YouTube. Mm-hmm. We have ad-free episodes, no commercials at all, and so much more, y'all.
Yeah, you should sign up today. I'm talking about you might even come to our studio.
We're doing
guidance from the gay gods.
It's a whole community in there, and if you're not on there, like, what community? Come on now.
You a gaby, right?
Come on.
Come on over to our Patreon.
Make sure you join us now at patreon.com/thenohomoshow.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ XL.
And this is
The No Homo Show,
where everything we talk about
is homo as
gay. I know y'all wondering why we're in a damn hallway right now.
Listen, y'all, it's Valentine's Day season, and y'all know it's only right we bring y'all another Valentine's Day edition.
Yeah, we got the blind date coming up. We got our bachelorette out here with us because all the ladies are inside, so we didn't want them to see her. But we about to bring our bachelorette out here.
Y'all, we're going to find love today. You think so?
Yeah, I think we're going to do better this year. Don't count us out because last year was but this year...
Let's bring our bachelorette up.
Let's go. Right.
We have our bachelorette in the building.
Okay, Loyalty, the queen of the East. Listen, we've been rocking with Loyalty since we first got here in Atlanta, probably like 2016, 2017. And she recently came out the closet, you feel me? So we was like, why not put her on a blind date? She's single, she outside. So what's up, sis?
Hey, what's up? What's happening, man? It's much love. Thank you for having me.
You ready to find love today?
I am.
Okay, we said you just recently came out the closet.
Okay.
For real. Tell us what's your type.
Man, I'm not gonna lie. I love a good curvy body, grown woman shit. I'm 28, so all I go for 30 and up. You know what I'm
30
saying?
30 and up?
Yeah, that's all I need.
Okay.
You're a grown woman.
I want a grown woman, and I want a grown woman that know what she want.
Hello?
Not a grown woman with all that back and forth childish. I don't want that.
Oh, because you know what you want now.
I know what I want now. Yeah.
Okay. So what you looking for today? Like, what's your expectation? Like, a friend? Like, something serious? Like, what are you hoping comes out of the blind date today?
I'm not going to lie. I'm a lover girl. I don't really play too many games. So I ain't looking for no friend. I got enough of that. I want a wife. I'm looking for a wife.
Oh, all right. Listen, we got 9 ladies inside.
9 the thing.
Sure. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Let's get it. All right, y'all. It's time to get started. We got the first round coming up. Bachelorette, how you feeling over there?
I'm feeling good.
You nervous?
A little bit, but it's right.
We finding love today, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's
you know
go.
We the love doctors over there.
Okay.
You
know what I'm saying? I know last year.
Yeah, it was a little shaky.
We're going to do better this year.
We're doing way better this year.
This first segment is called the deal breaker segment.
All right.
We don't want to get to know them. If they don't answer the right questions to your deal breakers, they got to go.
All right.
We have 9 contestants, y'all.
9 of thanks.
5 have to go this round, okay? We're going to bring out 2 at a time, and our last contestant is going to be the final one, right?
Okay.
So each group of contestants that come out, 1 has to be eliminated.
Okay.
If 2 got to go, 2 can go because we need to narrow it down to 4 final contestants. Right off the bat. We're not playing.
Not bullshitting.
You should know.
We U-hauling this, okay?
We're making
this
quick.
We got time.
All right. Let's bring out contestant number 1, contestant number 2.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brooke, and I'm 35 years old, and I'm from Chattanooga. I think I'm the prize pick because I'm unique. I bring energy to the table. I have a unique vibe about me, and I don't fit into everybody's mold. So if you want me around, you're going to have flair, and that's what I bring. And I think I'm very confident to be on this show to bring y'all energy so we can all have a good time.
Hi, my name is Leah. I'm 34 years old. I'm from Atlanta, and I'm the prize pick because I'm cute, I'm thick, I'm emotionally available, I know how to communicate, and I'm a sexual health educator. So do with that what you will.
Yeah. Bachelorette, I'm going to need you to grab balloon 1 and 2. All right. One of these contestants have to go. You're going to ask them your first deal breaker question. And based on their response, one of the balloons is getting popped.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Bachelorette.
All right. How do you deal with conflict or disagreements in a relationship?
Well, you know, we could talk about it. We could see what, you know, we could vibe with, you know, that's on the same level. If we can't get there, then, you know, we'll pray about it.
Period. Okay.
I like a God-fearing woman. Okay. Hey,
the praying queen,
she got me with that last one. All right, number 2. Same question.
Okay, say the question again.
How do you deal with conflict or disagreements in a relationship?
I've been told that I'm an over-communicator, so I really like to communicate. I like to use I statements, I feel. When you do this, I feel this. So I really try to hear their side, explain my side, and really try to come to an agreement and see how we can talk about it. I'm not one to be avoidant of the conflict. I want to talk about it and get it over with and see how we can mend the situation or the relationship.
Okay.
It's giving grown women.
Right.
It's even less talk
about
it.
I'm loving it.
Okay.
All right. You loving both of them, but you know what? One of them got to go.
They can't stay.
Contestant number 1 or contestant number 2?
You got to pop one of them things.
All right. Okay. Contestant number 1, I'm sorry. I know you're a God-fearing woman.
That's okay.
All right, thank y'all.
They don't want to go to church. Wow, you don't want no church. That's fucked up, man.
Number 2 sound like me.
We have contestant number 3 and 4 with us.
My name is Shakima. I like to go by Kima. I'm 29. I'm originally from New York, but obviously I live out here. And I feel like I'm the prize pick because I'm the most lit. Not for real, though. I feel like it's a difference between a relationship and a partnership. So I feel like I'm the prize pick because I feel like I understand I'm a partner before anything. And when I say partner, I mean 50-50, 80-20, 100% sometimes, because I understand that sometimes that's what I got to give. And so I feel like if you can get past the relationship and build a partnership, that's what makes us grow. And that's why I'm the prize pick. I bet you.
Hi, everyone. It's your girl, Kitty Love. I'm 28. I'm from New York. And I'm here today. Shit, goddamn. I never done this before. Listen, y'all know I'm only partially gay. So I'm trying something new. So I can't say if I'm the prize pick or not. But if I am, just know I'm really her. Okay? And that's it.
Y'all, this is the deal breaker segment. One of y'all are going to get eliminated right now.
Yeah,
all right?
We gotta U-Haul this, so.
Our bachelorette is going to ask y'all a deal-breaker question, and you guys will answer.
All right, let's do it. What's the best way to make you come?
Ooh.
I'm going to be honest. The best way to make me come is to put your lips on my clit and suck it. Softly, though. Don't be all hard. You got to suck it softly.
She talking. You heard the tone of her voice?
Yeah. Right. Softly.
Okay.
You know some of y'all bitches be a little too hard. Hold on. Relax.
Slow down. Contestant number four, what you got?
I mean, the best way to make me come, right?
Uh-huh.
The best way to make me come is with your mouth and fingers. I want you to, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
She can't see you. She got, it's all about the audio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
So what's this mean?
Play like, with the...
Oh, like tickle the clit.
Tickle the clit and make it at the same time.
Okay, well, you hear number three and four.
Damn.
Okay.
You got to eliminate one.
That's four.
All right, four. We'll see you later.
She wants to...
Don't go nowhere.
She wants to suck it, but lightly.
Softly.
That's what it's giving. Yes. All right, thank y'all.
Yes, I'm loving the energy.
All right, we got contestant five and six.
Hello.
Hey, my name is Donna. I'm from New York. I'm 27 years old, and I'm the prize pick because I'm the Don. No, I'm mad goofy. I'm funny. I'm smart. I'm educated. I bring the table to the table. I got my own everything. So you know how that go.
Hi, my name is Shania. I am 28 years old. I'm from Jamaica. And I know I'm the catch because I'm very resourceful. I got everything for myself. I'm independent. I am loving. I'm such a giver. I'm huge on family. And I just have a lot of love to give. And I'm very valuable and resourceful. So, yeah, that's why I'm a catch.
What's the most sexiest part on your body?
Ooh. I think all my curves are sexy.
Period. Pop your shit, queen.
Okay.
Yes, queen!
I think it's my boobs and my smile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She said yeah.
Do you like, bachelorette, do you like a curvy body, or do you like the boobs and a smile on a woman?
I love a curvy body. I love titties too, but what size are they?
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm an Aries.
No, size.
Oh, size.
My titties are Aries.
Hello?
I didn't know that's what she asked. My titties, I don't even know because I got them done.
Period,
I don't, you know,
man.
I haven't worn any like cuff bra in a minute now. So, you know, I say it's medium.
Okay. Okay. So you don't even wear bras no more?
No, I don't even have one on right now.
Okay, period.
Yeah.
Do you wear bras now that you got your titties done?
I wear sports bras just like a stud
could. Hello. We'll be learning stud school. Studology.
Okay.
Gotta have your sports bra.
All right, you got a free baller over here and a curvy woman.
One has to go. We're U-Hauling this.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That was six.
I'm okay. Sorry, free baller. Okay.
you like the Stallions, yeah. I like Stallions too. Shout out to my fiance, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I don't want no itty bitty. You know what I'm saying? Let me get
like, ga, ga, ga. Right. Yeah.
My little short ass.
Yeah. I, Bachelor, is getting it. We narrowing it. We almost narrowing down. It down.
We're down to the last round.
Real interesting.
All right, we down to 7 and 8.
My name is Ebony. I don't have like a... stud name, you know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, Ebony. I am from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City. I am 42. What do I bring to the table? I feel like I bring a lot of peace, a lot of fun. I'm passionate about a lot of things. I got my shit together. I don't need for nothing. And for the most part, I'm resilient. I'm trying to be nice. It's not, I don't have like an extra little situation, but I'm very understanding, I'm patient. I'm about my business, and I'm always gonna cater to my person, so yeah.
My name is Imani. Most people know me by Kush Vibes. I am 29, I'll be 30 August 3rd. Yep, big Leo. And why am I the prize pick? Because, like, you know, I already went through the whole, like, healing myself and all of that. And I'm a real woman. Like, a lot of these people are, like, little girls. And I'm a real woman. But I guess that person going to have to see that for themselves. Yeah.
All right, so our bachelor is going to ask y'all a deal breaker question. And one of y'all, at least one of y'all, will have to go.
Yeah.
We doing U-Haul lesbian stuff.
U-Hauling it, okay.
All right, you have a deal breaker question?
Lay it on them.
Yes, I do. All right. Are you dominant or submissive?
Can I ask a question with a question?
Ooh. See, that's
I'm just saying.
A little toxic. You know, reverse psychology.
No, it's like, wow. I just want to know what submissive looks like. That's what I want to know. Mm. For me, that's it.
Communication. You can't be mad at communication. What is submissive to you?
And then, but it's, I don't know. So what does that look like?
Like, can I hold you at night? Like, I'm the more masculine side of things. So, listening, are you soft?
You want to hold me, like, in public?
Could be, hey, public, too.
Are you a little spoon or a big spoon?
Right.
Like, are you the little spoon? You going to hold me from the back?
Yeah.
You going to, like, you want to, like, smack my...
Yeah, all that.
Smack my...
I mean, if we dancing, then I guess it's cool, yeah. But I ain't going to lie. I'm not going to be bending over it.
Okay,
you.
Okay.
But yes and no, I guess.
Little top and bottom don't hurt.
Okay, little verse.
All right.
Pass the mic to A, please.
I would say that previously I've been very dominant, but I love being submissive. That definitely would, if you can make me be submissive, then yeah, I would definitely be submissive. Come Excel.
Hey, I like the talk.
Okay.
Make me be submitted. I'm not just submitting to anybody.
Hello?
Right,
hello?
Right.
And hold on.
You won't.
Did somebody make you be submissive by, like, how they treat you? Like, what would make you be submissive?
Yeah, most definitely. How you treat me, how you talk to me, okay. How you handle me. Yeah, most definitely. Because if you just, like, no. Yeah, it's how you treat me.
Okay. I like
felt that.
All right.
Felt
I'm
that.
I'm fucking with that.
Somebody got to go. All right, pop it. If you are single and live in ATL, pay attention. We just linked up with Glamazante for the Glamistry Speed Dating event this Saturday. Click the link in the description so you don't miss out. I'm sorry, Seven.
How you doing with you? You said dang. 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 Like, you heard the Seven, like, dang.
Seven.
Right.
Seven.
All right. Thank y'all.
All right. Thank y'all. Hang around. Don't go nowhere. Y'all look good.
Bachelorette, we got to throw a curveball, all right? Yeah. We have one contestant left.
Well, my name is Shayla, Goddess Shayla. I'm 27. I'm from East Atlanta, Georgia. And I think that I'm the prize pick because I am me. I'm a plant-based chef. I'm a Capricorn. Perfect mix between a little crazy and a little sweet. Just don't play with me. And, I mean, I'm well-cultured, well-versed. I'll make sure that you eat good, that you're well-fed, that you're well-traveled, that we have a lot of fun together. I'm all about having fun and not just getting a partner, you're getting, like, an experience with me. So, yeah.
You can pop the balloon or you can keep it.
Okay.
If you like her response. No pressure. All right?
She's going to ask you one question.
Good. All right, I'm ready. All right, Bachelorette. Let's get into it.
All right. How much personal space do you need in a relationship?
I enjoy personal space, but I also love being in my person's skin. But I really admire autonomy. So as long as you got your own family, community, and things like that, I think that's very beautiful. But if you don't, I have family. I got friends. We can incorporate you into whatever you need to do. Okay. What are your interests?
Okay.
Because I don't want you to be out here just like only depending on me. But I would love for you to be by my side during the things that we do.
Okay, I love it.
I got some homework. I got to look up that word. Autonomy.
You keeping it? She's keeping you.
Hey, that was easy.
That's a very good choice, baby.
Okay. All right. We're about to head into our second segment.
So we're about to head into our next segment. Now, this segment is sponsored by the Ultimate Lesbian Conversation, okay? This is a new game that everybody needs to get out there. If you're watching this, you're super special because you get $5 off with our code NOHOMO. $5 off. We're going to put the link right here. You can go get this game. Our Bachelorette is going to run it up.
All right, ladies. I'm going to read the instructions of the game, and then we're going to get right into it. And whoever is actually chosen today is actually going to get a free game as well, okay? Mm-hmm. It's simple. There are two decks, Pride and Pleasure. Choose a deck or play with both. Pride explores your perspectives on all things lesbian lifestyle, while Pleasure, you take a deep dive into your playtime preferences.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one are you going for, Bachelorette?
Pleasure.
Okay, period.
All right.
Take that pleasure.
So she's going to ask a question and you both will give your answer. So we have two and three up here.
Go ahead. You can eliminate two?
You, right now? We can, let's do it.
If you want to eliminate two, you can eliminate both of them.
Okay.
But either way, at least one has to go.
Okay. Yeah, at least one has to go. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to have the contestants choose.
Yeah.
If they want to pick pride or pleasure.
Okay, okay.
Contestant okay. Number two.
So I'm going to pick pleasure.
Let's get into it.
Do you like any form of penetration? If so, what kind?
Yes, I do like penetration with fingers and a strap.
Okay.
Yeah.
Contestant number three, you can answer that question as well.
I do like pleasure. It definitely depends on the situation.
Penetration,
for sure.
Okay.
What do you mean it depends on the situation?
It depends on the situation. It depends on the person. I like penetration in all forms. I like the strap. I like fingers. I like being penetrated with the tongue as well. When I say it depends on the situation, it definitely depends on the person because everybody can't strap me.
Okay. Come on. So you got to be in a relationship.
I'm not going to say I have to be in a relationship, but you got to be the right person.
You definitely got to know
what you're doing.
Okay.
Selective. All right. Coochie.
Well, before you find, before you pop a balloon, let's do a pride question.
Yes.
And get their response.
Right. Okay. I don't want to pick another pleasure question.
Great. Tell me about your crazy ass girlfriend. You know you have one.
All right, number two.
Fuck that. Okay, because we all got a crazy ass ex. Hello?
Okay, a crazy ex-girlfriend. I have to be honest. So the craziest person that I've dated was a man. I don't date men anymore.
Thank you.
Okay. I have not dated men for 4 years, so just clarifying that. But the last man I dated was the craziest person I ever dated. And the night before I broke up with him, he yelled at me and said that I was a man-hating lesbian. And so that's the one thing that I'm like, you were actually right about. The one thing you're right about in the relationship was that I was a man-hating lesbian.
Okay.
What was his sign?
He was a Taurus. Yeah. So, but I haven't had too many crazy ex women yet, so yeah.
You blessed.
Well, it seems like you're new on this side. That's why.
I got 4 years.
Welcome on.
All
right, contestant number three.
Love that for you.
I'm scared of this question.
Uh-oh. You are the crazy ex, aren't you?
That's what he's giving.
Lord. No, I'm not the crazy ex. I do have a crazy ex. She's not crazy over me anymore. Thank God.
Good.
Let's clap it up to that.
Yes.
But my craziest ex, and I was not there for this situation. I honestly don't even know the details of the situation. I don't even know if we can talk about it on camera. Okay. However, I did have an ex that was madly in love. Like I said, she wasn't my ex at the time. Actually, I was in another relationship out of the state. I was in the military, and she pulled up to somebody else that she thought I was talking to and shot their house up. I'm so sorry.
Oh,
and
oh, I wouldn't want those problems.
No, I mean either.
That's not my ex anymore. That was in 2019, and she is not crazy over me anymore, and she doesn't live in this state. Please don't call me.
It gives you trying to convince her. All right. All right.
What was her sign, your ex?
She was a Leo.
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 All right, Bachelorette. One,
ooh, that's
one
hard.
Gotta go at least.
Mm. At least one. Mm. So hard
two
to
or
say
three.
Don't zoom me like hard. That, baby.
So hard to say goodbye.
All right.
If you got a bonus question or something, too, you can ask.
Yeah, can I do that?
Yeah. It could be something on top of your head.
Get the injury special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.
You okay over there?
Actually, she decided who she's going to eliminate. Okay. Do what you do. All right, number two. I'm sorry, number two.
I'll bring you back.
Sorry, baby.
You kept the red flag. It's giving you the red flag.
It's giving you a
I like a little crazy. I like him a little crazy.
Oh, shit. 5 and 8 is back up here. Same exact thing. Y'all, we're playing this game right now called the Ultimate Lesbian Conversation, okay? She's going to ask y'all a question, okay? Both of y'all are up for elimination right now. She can either eliminate both of y'all or keep one of y'all. So make sure y'all get y'all best responses.
And we're going to ask a pride question, and then we're going to ask a pleasure question.
Let's do it.
Which one do you want to start off with, actually? You want to start off with pleasure or pride?
Pride. We're going to go with pride.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say pride. We're
going with pride. Let that. Oh, femme for femme.
What do you mean? Are you femme for femme?
I started that way, but not anymore. I haven't in a while.
Same. I started femme for femme. Yeah. Same. No, I was never.
I was like, hold up. Okay. Contestant number 8.
I am woman for woman.
Okay.
I like that. All right. Well, that was simple. No let's get into pleasure.
Uh-oh. Time to turn on the heat.
What do you like being called in bed?
Contestant number 5. What do you like to be called in bed? Oh, she got
spicy,
her excited over
spicy.
There.
She blushing.
I don't know.
It's something crazy, ain't it, Five? You nasty, Five.
She getting hot.
Woo! Go, AK.
Oh!
What are you doing, Fi?
I like to be called mamas, you know.
Big mama.
I thought you was going to say that. I'll be shy.
Okay.
All right, number 8.
I like to be called good girl.
You like to be called what?
Good girl.
Good girl.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, you're doing good, girl.
Oh,
like,
that's a good little girl.
That's my good girl.
Oh,
you like a little kinky, a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Out of curiosity, okay. Bachelorette, what do you like to be called in bed?
I don't have a specific name, but it do turn me on when you call me daddy.
Period.
That BD energy.
Okay.
BD.
That keep it
BD
a PG.
Energy. No, they be saying got that BD.
The BD.
All right. One of them got to go. Either mama's a good girl. All right.
You're a nice
girl. Oh. Mama done smacked shit out of you.
Did the balloon hit her in the face?
Hey, the balloons on her lips.
I'm sorry, mamas. You got to listen.
Sorry, mamas. We love you, mamas.
All right, Bachelorette, we got our last contestant. You could either pop her balloon or keep it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so we got a game sponsored by the Ultimate Lesbian Conversation.
Yes.
And she's going to ask you a pride and pleasure question.
Okay.
Which one are you starting off with, Bachelorette?
Your best answer.
Pleasure.
All right.
Pleasure.
Let's do it. I love that.
Let's do it. The card says, when was the last time you had sex?
Damn, ooh, that's so, like, in your business. Boom. Wow. Boom. Wow.
Don't let lie. Me know.
That's crazy.
Okay. The last time I had sex was 8 months ago, ooh, but that was the first time out of 6 years and a one-year ooh gap. I'm very much so a one-person woman at a time.
Okay, yeah. Strong woman, too. Mm.
Dang. But they just let me know internet masturbation don't count in celibacy, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I gotta play a fucking episode of DJ. I'm sorry.
Okay,
what
are you talking about? A little wicked wicked don't hurt.
A little wicked wicked. What are you doing? I gotta okay know. I gotta
wicked, wicked.
Stay okay updated on how this body like to be touched and yours too.
Okay, period.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do mm-hmm a pride question.
Okay, let's go.
Yes.
Have you ever U-hauled it?
No. I'm very healthy. I love to understand who you are as a person first. I don't get caught up on lust. I'm trying to understand how your mind works. And we're not moving too fast. I really want to know who you are as a person. It's a soul connection, not lustful, not body.
Okay.
Speaking of shit,
are we popping?
I'm keeping number nine.
Oh,
she
good.
Number nine.
Yes, you hold it down. We gotta put her next to somebody
by
else.
Myself. By myself.
Period.
What's up, gay bees? Get ready to mark your calendar and pack your bags to party with us in ATL all February. Don't miss our Femme Frequency R&B party February 15th with special guest, the artist. Also, we got our Bounce Fest February 22nd featuring Papiana. We got you lit all month. Make sure you party with the hottest duo, Boss Britt and DJ XL. Can you believe we already narrowed it down to our final three?
We about to find some love today.
Listen, we have contestant number 3, 8, and 9 left.
3, 8, 9. All right. Very, very fine. Okay. Ooh, so next segment is sponsored by Starship. And if you've been a loyal fan of the show, you know we fuck with Starship, period. So, and y'all, don't forget, y'all get 15% off with our code, NoHomoShow, okay? So our next one is sponsored by Starship. Whoever wins this round is going to take home this here.
Oh, my God. I want that. See, we just get something. I want to tell y'all one thing. This is not just a regular rose.
No,
y'all haven't
no
seen this. This is a glow in the dark rose.
Woo! I love it. You ain't gonna lose that thing.
This is a two-part segment, all right? All right. The first part, y'all are going to say how you would use this toy. Mm. Either on the Bachelorette or you want her to use it on you. Break it down.
Ooh, how you gonna use it on me? Wow. How you gonna use it on me?
You said what?
Okay. How you gonna use it on me?
How you gonna use it on me? You want it? Okay. Clock it.
Ooh, it's my turn.
You go first.
Contestant number three first.
So the rose is a very special invite to the party. We gonna say that. It's an invite to the party. How I'm gonna use it on you? So I personally like missionary. That's my favorite position. Mm. I want you to look at me. I want to look at you. So if we doing missionary, you're going to be strapping me, right? And I'm going to have that rose on that clip.
Hold on, let me take some fucking notes in here.
Baby.
You're
going to have that rose on that clip. We going to come together. I promise.
We going to come together. Okay. Hello? Contestant number 8.
Is it how I would use it on you or how?
Oh,
no,
I was just saying it. You
however
just,
you
want to
yeah use the rose. Let us know.
So if you use the rose before, you know, the vibration is very powerful. So I'm a scissoring girl. So if you scissor and you put the rose in between me and you on your clit, but it's on the back of it is like on my clit, then yeah, we would have some fun.
Did you like contestant number eight?
We got some homework. That was crazy. Y'all give
us ideas. We got extra roses for us.
God damn.
We gonna need one too. I got my own. I that going dark with, okay?
Okay, contestant number nine.
All right, if I was to have the rose, so I'm sure it's like all other vibrators, I would most likely tie you up and edge you until you let me know that, well, more so until I let you know that you can come. And then we would kind of like go back and forth into that segment. Like, we both going to use it and I'm going to tease you until you about to come and then you're going to tease me. And I'm going to control when you are able to do that.
Wow, Bachelorette.
These ladies is coming with freaky the heat up here, okay?
I'm just saying, if I was.
Just gonna pick all three of them.
Right. Okay.
Can I have all three?
Bachelorette. One does have to get eliminated.
Damn,
but you can ask one inside the bedroom question, all right, that they all can answer. Or if you, you know, if you got a few questions, we're narrowing down the top three girls. Mm-hmm. So this is important. It's you get important. What you want. All right?
What is the most reliable way for you to orgasm with a partner?
At New Balance, we believe if you run, you're a runner. However you choose to do it. Because when you're not worried about doing things the right way, you're free to discover your way. And that's what running's all about. Run your way at newbalance.com/running.
Number three.
Honestly, my orgasm comes off your orgasm. Mm.
Damn.
I like to pleasure. I like to be pleasure, but it, me knowing that you are pleasure is going to make me come faster.
Okay.
She cooking on that one. You heard? Hello? All right. Contestant number eight.
Say the question again. I'm sorry.
You ain't good at listening, huh?
No, it wasn't that.
Right. I was like, you listen, baby.
I was engaged.
They all want different questions. Go ahead.
Get a different one.
Okay.
Strap on blowjob. Yes or no?
Are you sucking that strap?
Am I strapping the strap? Clear your throat, girl.
Am I sucking the strap?
Okay, so I'm gonna say this. I like to eat coochie. Okay. I'm
a very pleaser. Mm-hmm. I'm submissive. So if you want me to do that, then like sure. But I don't think that would be like really sexy because I don't know how to do that too much.
Okay.
I know how to eat pussy. But so if you want to move it out the way and I eat your pussy and then we could, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, sucking a strap is just not my thing, but I'd do it if my partner want me to.
All right. Get number nine, her question.
This is inside the bedroom today, boy.
Right. This shit done got freaky as fuck. What are we talking about?
What that question say?
I mean,
all right. You ready, number nine?
I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh yeah, go ahead. You ready?
Have you ever used a household item as a sex toy?
Household item, does that include things in the refrigerator?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, absolutely. I love using like fruits, ice, drinks, chocolate, whatever you want. Most definitely. I love to use what we got on hand to make you get to that next level.
What number is it?
Number nine.
Damn, number nine.
What number is it?
All right.
I'm a real pleaser. It's whatever.
Shit.
Contestant number three answered how to a reliable way for her to orgasm.
I
want
to please you, baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Contestant number eight talked about sucking the strap.
Yep.
Contestant number nine. That's true. Contestant number nine talked about them strawberries, pineapples, and oranges.
That ice. Get that ice.
What? One of them has to go.
Damn.
For sure.
All right. You can grab the balloon that is going.
That's a hard choose.
That is. I ain't gonna lie.
Fuck.
You into poly?
I'm going off of these three questions? Or am I going off of the whole...
The whole interaction.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Yeah, whatever response you like the least. And then you can grab their balloon and show the camera.
It's them in the back whispering. Oh, okay.
Okay. Ooh, this getting deep.
It is.
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh!
Number three.
Sorry.
We love you, dog.
All right, we got 8 and 9 left.
And then there were two. All right, lovers. I know y'all been waiting for this right here. We are down to our final segment. We have our finalists, two of these beautiful ladies. One of them about to go home. One of them about to go to the crib. I'm playing on that. You know what I'm saying? But we down to the last segment. All right, Bachelorette. So basically what's going to happen, you're going to ask them a question, right? If you don't like the answer, that rose right there, keep one rose for each one. If you don't like the answer, you're going to pluck the rose. Okay.
Hey.
Whoever has the most petals left at the end is going to be our winner of the blind date.
Okay.
And then after that, we're going to show you all of the contestants.
That you passed up on.
That you passed up on, that you probably missed out on. Okay. And then we're going to reveal who you chose.
All right. So just pick up one rose per contestant and definitely pluck them if you do not like their response.
Pluck it.
Don't pluck them if you do. You have a scenario question you would like to ask them.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. She got it.
So if we was at a party and my ex pulled up with her friends and they was talking crazy, doing the most or whatever like that, how would you handle the situation? Would you let me handle it? Would you jump in and try to calm me down? Or would you try to fight her?
I'm a boss bitch. I'm never gonna let a bitch see me sweat. So at the end of the day, like if your ex come in, I'm gonna let you handle it. And if I see that you can't handle it, like as I said, I'm a boss bitch. So I'm gonna just have security exit her out because,
okay, security.
Like you can't come in here and think that you're about to do all that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna, cause that's your problem. I'm not gonna get in between that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But if that girl start like trying to put her hands on you, I'm not that one.
Okay, man.
Then okay. I would have to, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, like, nah, like, you can handle that. And if not, security gonna get her out. I ain't worried about that.
What would you do?
If we pull up to the party and your ex is doing the most, we most definitely gonna exit our way out. It just depends on how recent it is. It depends on what she's doing. I'm not above being nobody's ass, honestly. But at the same time, I don't want to go to jail and I don't want to put you in a position that is like compromising to like the situation, and I don't want you to go to jail. So if you can handle it, I'm gonna let you handle that. But if you can't handle it, I'm definitely gonna step up and handle it. I don't really care. Bitch, what are you talking about?
Period.
Go ahead and exit yourself left, and then I'm gonna get you up out of there.
Period.
Okay, so let's say y'all just bought the section, y'all just dropped 300 on the section. You leaving?
No. Get that bitch up out of here.
Oh, get the
so
other...
Look though.
What's up?
So if you step into the situation and you trying to help me out, how are you handling it though? Are you handling it rah-rah or are you calmly telling her like, look, this not finna go on?
It's gonna be real calm. Like, we not doing all that. Go ahead and step back. But if she not stepping back, honestly, either if the security get involved and he can handle that, cool. But if I gotta step up and do a little bit more, then I will. And I really highly doubt that she gonna try to go to war with that.
Okay. Contestant 8, can you answer that for me?
Where I'm at now is just like, it's a big like, I'll let security handle that, like, cause I know how I am and I paint this whole bitch red. Sorry. I'm sorry. But respectfully, like where I'm at right now in life, I would respectfully just let security handle it, because like the other girl is just gonna look crazy. Like, you look weird.
Right.
That's weird. Okay. So, yeah, I'm gonna always be calm, cool, collective. Like, if I feel like you didn't handle it wrong, I mean, if I feel like you didn't handle it right, then I'm gonna have a conversation with you about that at home. But another bitch will never see me sweat like at a Boss Bear or DJ XL party.
Okay. Okay. How you feel about their responses?
I love both answers.
Okay.
Y'all eating it up.
Well, since y'all are the finalists, and don't be afraid to pluck them flowers.
Should I pluck the least answer that I like? I love both.
You Okay, if that's cool. We can get, we're going to get more into it, all right? Okay. Y'all are the two finalists, all right? So it's only right our bachelor, like, bachelorette really gets to know y'all. Can y'all just give us, like, a little brief summary? Imagine you was on your first date. Like, how are you introducing yourself without saying your name? Like, what do you do? Where are you from? Like, why should they choose you?
Yeah. Okay. And what's y'all sign?
Yes, what's the sign?
Whoa, it's a lot of
Okay, so I am an aesthetic student. So I am very much so into skincare. After esthetician school, I'll be going to nursing school. So I'll be doing like cosmetics, non-surgical cosmetics and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm a Leo. Okay. I know
you
people.
Say them Leos be lying.
I know people have their own, you know, ideas of what Leos are, but yep. I mean, you just get to know me as a person and you'll know the type of person I am. So,
okay.
Connection, opportunity, possibility. It's what we all want. Spectrum has built a world where anything is possible, with products and services designed to work better together for a seamless connectivity experience, a connection to family and friends, a connection to education, and a connection to new opportunities. So there's no limit to how big we can dream. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
Okay, if we on a first date, I'm a big foodie. I know a lot of different restaurants and chefs in the city, so we're going to go to something nice, something moody. We're going to eat real good. We're going to eat real good, and I'm going to show you a good time. I'm a chef as well. So I love to eat. I love cooking good food. I love having a good time. Nice little rooftop, nice little champagne, nice little drinks. So that's most definitely what we're going to do. I would most definitely bring like a card game. We're not really strangers, so we can get to know each other a little bit more. I like to get a lot beyond the surface because like I don't really care what you look like, what you do. Who are you in your spirit? Who are you in your mind? So I like to kind of peel back them layers. Okay. So
but hold
you're...
on, friend.
What's up?
This low-key is your first date. Tell her about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm a Capricorn. My name is Shayla.
Oh, you cooked with that one.
Yes. I'm from East Atlanta. Yes.
Oh, she like that.
I'm going to show you a good time. We're going to have a ghetto time and we're going to have a classy time. I love it. I love something that's nice and sexy and cute, but I also love something that's kind of like a good little hood jam. So as long as you're very like fluid, we can have a great time because I'm going to show you a couple of different things.
Is this nine?
That's yeah, this nine. Yeah, I'm going to show you a couple of different things. I have intuitive dinners coming up. I'm very particular. I'm emotionally available. I just like range. I like range. So as long as you have that depth and availability, then we can meet each other. But if you're very surface level, then we're not gonna make it past that first date. But I'm gonna show you a good time. We're gonna eat good, baby.
Okay, period. You wanna add anything?
Add what?
To your first date speech.
She cooked. She set up the whole first date.
I mean, I'm not really the type of person that's like, I would rather you just see me. Like you see like who I am. Like because a lot of people, and I've had that situation where people will say like, oh, I'm this person, I'm that person, and they don't end up being that. So me is me. I am me, and you gonna love me or you not, but I don't really have a lot of people that don't love me. Like, I'm a great person. I am a woman first. I am a God-fearing woman. I love God. You know what I'm saying? I grew up like, I was raised to be a wife, so that's who I am.
She dropped the bomb.
What do you mean?
I'm gonna win this one.
No. It had nothing to do with that. This is who I am.
I love that.
That's how my grandma raised me. Like my grandma is as like my mom raised me to be a businesswoman. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But my grandma raised me to be a wife. Like she's mad that I'm not married right now. So, but that's just who I am. But you're gonna see that. You know, if you choose me, you'll see.
Okay.
Raised to be a husband. I couldn't resist.
I love you. You got a question for them?
Okay, yeah, I do got a question.
Can we ask questions?
Oh, if y'all got questions, yeah, but y'all ain't. She going based off of y'all answers. Y'all not going based off of
but
her
y'all
answers.
Can ask. Y'all can ask, though. They can decide, you know.
Go ahead.
Do you still deal with your ex? In any type of way, shape, or form?
Bachelorette.
It's the law.
I ain't gonna lie.
Please don't.
No, I would never lie to you. Honestly, in a type of connection way, no, I do not. Mm. But communication here and there, but no, nothing serious or anything like
she
that.
She said right.
but my bachelorette is single, so she can do what she wants.
I can do what I want. Yeah.
All right. So,
right. But if I was with you and you know what I'm saying, you don't play that shit, it'd definitely be cut off. It'll be cut off.
So okay. Do any of y'all
right. No. Deal with y'all ex?
No, I don't communicate. I'm not gonna lie, like I didn't used to be the girl that was like, oh, I could be cool with my ex.
Right.
Y'all know. I could be cool with my ex, you know what I'm saying? But no, like at this point in my where I'm at with my age, like no, I just don't feel like it's feasible to the type of relationship that I want to have with my person. I don't think that that's cool. There's
What's
no
your
reason.
Response?
Hell nah, I'm cool off that. Like once yeah. we good, baby. Have a great life. I wish you the best.
She already said but she was celibate for yeah, how many
like
years?
I like to be focused on my person, and I like for your energy to be focused on me, so that we can. Be in the present moment. If you got that extra energy and you looking for that, then maybe you need to pursue that. But I like for us to be in the present and removing that type of energy immediately.
She do got big Capricorn vibes.
She do got Capricorn vibes.
We married
sure.
the Capricorns.
We don't play yeah. that my shit on my Capricorn. Channel.
Okay, period.
And I love your mama. Hello, I love your mama. Okay. All right.
Hey, I got a question.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. It's your show.
Do y'all?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do y'all have kids?
No, I have no children. I just have a cat and a snake.
Okay. Cat and snake is crazy.
Who was that?
That was nine.
Eight, you got kids?
I have two kids with four legs. I have two kids with four legs. Them is like literally my kids. Like I miss my kids already.
Okay, yeah. Well.
Cats or dogs?
They're both dogs. They're both small dogs. They're very sweet. Them are my babies.
Okay. I have a question. Do y'all mind dating a woman with kids?
Or a kid?
I would prefer not to. Because I can be like a little selfish with my time, with my person. Like even with like wanting to have a kid, like I do want to have kids, but like I want to experience that with my person for the first time, like, you know, with us. But I wouldn't mind it, but it's not something that I like prefer.
Okay.
As I get older, I'm 27. I don't mind if you have children. I just need to understand that your relationship with the mother of your children is healthy, and it's not like a codependent, I'm really still stuck on my ex, but I'm using the kids as a front thing. As long as it's not that, then we're good, because it's fine. I have a beautiful community of family, beautiful community of children, and I know how to be that nurturing role to them babies. But at the end of the day, if it's something that is unhealthy, I'm really not with that. I would love to share first-time parenthood with my partner, but at the end of the day, if that's what you come with and we're really serious about moving forward with something, it has to be something a little more serious, because I don't want to be introduced to something that you're not taking serious and something that I can't maintain with children that I'm going to end up growing attached to and loved.
Right.
That part. So I would like to really understand what that is, what that dynamic is deeply before I get involved.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Shit. Well, listen.
Ate that up real quick.
She's been eating it up. Y'all actually have great responses. Y'all both sound like great women to date.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's a very close call as far as who she's about to pick.
Mm. Bachelorette, do you have any other questions before we narrow down to the winner?
I'm gonna ask some real shit.
Hello?
What's your sign? I want to ask that.
I'm a Libra.
Okay, cool. Air sign.
Fuck no air sign. I'm an Aquarius. A whole lot of air shit. You know what I'm saying?
A whole lot of air shit is crazy, by the way.
What is y'all current relationship status? Is it complicated, single?
Current relationship status, I'm intentionally single. Like I said, I'm very intentional in general. So I like to make sure that the person that I am dating and we're being aware of what we're doing is like on the level that I'm on. If we want to have fun, cool, we having fun. But that's not something I'm taking serious. We can go out to eat. We can have a great time. Goodbye. But yeah, as far as like taking anything serious, we have to have a real conversation about what are we doing? But right now, no. I don't have anyone in my energy that can compromise something new.
All right.
You gotta take a deep breath.
No, it's not a deep breath like that. Relax.
Okay, okay. I'll just say
I have been single for 2 years, and as most people that know me know, that is a lot for me. But because I'm definitely I am definitely a relationship type of person. So anybody that I do allow in my energy, I normally end up in a relationship with. I just felt like I'm not going to put any blame on my last relationship person. Mm-hmm. I felt like I could not fully be myself. So I had to heal a lot of things that was inside of me before I was able to actually date again. So this situation that we're doing right here is actually me going out there and like dating. Yeah. But before, like, I had to like go through that, make sure I healed the things that I was asking for, make sure I could reciprocate, make sure I could give what I can give.
Yeah.
Give what I can, what I'm asking for.
Got you.
We love that.
We love a hill queen, okay?
Hello.
All right, some petals was dropped, not too much. Do you have any other questions before you make your final decision?
Nah, I think I'm pretty sold.
You sold?
Sold!
All right.
Brit!
Let's get down to it, Bachelorette. Let us know, based off your rose.
This rose is for number 8. This rose is for number 9.
What rose are you dropping, and what rose are you going to give to the winner?
Well, I feel like I'm on a show, like, my heart is racing. I'm like, which one? You
wait, what are you asking?
Well, unfortunately, I'm going to be dropping this rose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So, I'm going with number 9.
Oh!
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to reveal everyone you actually did pass on.
Okay.
And then we will reveal your queen.
Okay.
Your queen.
She's your to be.
All right, y'all, we're about to reveal everyone our bachelorette gave up on. She quit, she threw in the towel, she popped the balloon.
Did she eliminate the wrong one?
Let's bring the contestants out.
Let's bring them on out.
Okay, bachelorette, are you ready? Listen, number 4 had to go. She was devastated. You eliminated her. She was upset. You eliminated her. She had to go.
Yeah, she said she got other fish to fry.
It's cool.
Oh, man. All right, Bachelorette, turn around. Come on.
Yay.
What
you think?
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Is there any numbers you like? Dang.
Dang, no man.
Okay.
No, y'all are like very beautiful, man, for sure. But I'm sorry.
You ready to see your queen, ain't you?
Yeah.
Did you know 7 was a stud?
Wow. I did. You the one who said, I ain't finna be bending over for you.
She said, pop!
Twin. I mean, she's okay.
Oh!
You beautiful, but
thank you,
I would have hurt you.
Oh!
I think you're cute, and I'm curious how tall you are. Because I'm tall. I'm 5'8", you know.
I'm 5'1".
5'1"?
Damn! I thought I was sure, bitch. I ain't tall today.
Yeah, but no, you're cute. You're cute.
All right, number 1.
What's your sign?
Libra.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, no. You're the toxic red flag one.
No, if you are,
Yep, y'all were.
If you
work.
Were, I could be a little toxic with you.
I hear that. What you
I match energy.
What's up, mamas?
You very fine, but I think Big Mama might be too much.
Whoa, you not. You not, baby.
Hey.
What's up?
I feel like they know each other.
Just giving Atlanta real small.
I look at you like a friend.
Yeah, we free.
So
we,
it's
yeah,
like I'm happy that it happened the way that it did. Yeah. I think we have a lot of similarities. But I do look at you as a friend.
Yeah,
and
did y'all know it was each other? Like
no. No, okay. honestly, she was like the last time I said, this sounds like loyalty. But I didn't, that was like the last thing. Honestly, I thought it was someone else. But
wow.
Yeah, I didn't even
do that. It's okay.
Thank God
okay.
You ain't choose your friend.
Hey,
but they should be your friend before they... Never mind. Well, thank y'all, contestants. We appreciate
y'all.
Y'all
were amazing. Y'all look amazing.
Now, Bachelorette, are you ready to meet the woman you chose?
Yes, I'm ready.
Britt, you think they're going to be a good match?
I don't know. She was hype about the East Atlanta shit.
I would.
Or she might know her if they from the same.
It might be an East Atlanta love story.
Oh!
Okay.
Well, I'm feeling her from the start, too. I ain't going to lie, so...
Let's get into it. How you feeling?
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait for them to see each other. I think they're going to be very satisfied.
Okay.
I think we found some love.
Okay.
Oh, and we didn't tell y'all, after this, they will be going on a date sponsored by the No Homo Show.
Okay.
Because we love to follow up with our matches.
Yes. All right. I'm going to need y'all to turn around.
Ah, y'all with the opposite. All right. That works.
All right. Okay. Hold up that mic.
Hold the mic up.
You smell good.
Thank you.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Y'all can take off y'all blindfolds.
Okay. Oh, God damn. She's cute.
Okay.
Damn.
You can
she's
get
scared. Oh,
hey,
I'm not
moving.
Okay, period.
Introduce yourself.
What's up, twin?
You look nice. Okay.
The crazy thing is, y'all both are from East Atlanta.
Yes, y'all are. Okay. Yes. Y'all know each other? Have y'all ever met?
Nope.
No, never met Mm-mm. her.
Mm-mm. She said she's from Gresham.
I'm not from Gresham.
You said, where you from?
Cantler Road, but not Gresham.
I'm Cantler Road, Flesh Hole.
Oh, what school you went to?
City Grove.
I went to Manor.
you can give her your rose.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Here you go.
She's so sweet.
Man, you beautiful for thank sure.
You. Ooh.
I think we know. Hey! Thank y'all.
I was thinking cute. Yeah. Y'all think cute for that follow up.
I need y'all to comment. Do y'all think we did better this time? Let us know.
Come on, y'all. Give it to us. Yeah, y'all compliment.
I like her face. Colors. She look real good. I like her eyes. I like her lips. She looks nice.
Ooh.
For sure. I like her energy. I like her gold.
Ooh.
And y'all matching already. Look like y'all.
I ain't gonna lie.
Too.
Yeah. You fine as fuck too. I'm not gonna lie. Beautiful. Beautiful. Very beautiful.
I love that for y'all.
Me too. I'm smiling so hard. My jaw is hurt. My cheek hurt.
All right. Give it up.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the date. Yes. Thank y'all.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay. I like that.
Boss Britt. We certify. And DJ XL.
Everybody loves McDonald's fries. So, yes, you accused your mom of stealing some of your fries on the way home. But the bag did feel a little light. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.